Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim Covington with Thomas Coffee. I just want to take the time to wish everyone Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us down at Thomas Coffee. May the new year bring health and wealth. We all need to remember to be thankful for the family and friends, the ones that we have, the ones who've crossed over, and the new ones we will meet. And as always, we're available for your coffee drinking pleasure at all the major grocery stores here in St. Louis. And we just want to say thanks to Ray and the Chris and the gang, all the listeners. You've all been great to us, and we wouldn't trade you for anything in the world. God bless. Have a Merry Christmas.
Your host and Deer Cam, getting ready to rejoin our crew of Christmas shows past, wishing everybody once again a Merry Christmas, and get ready to go. Here we go.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. A little Christmas comeback music. Oh my gosh, Frankie Emo is serving full plates of food in here. This is a scary place, like a wolf pit on the end where the Vogelvogler's at. I can't tell if it's jackals, hyenas, or wolves down at that end, but there's bone crunching going on, I can tell you that. This is our Christmas show, if you haven't been able to tell yet, catered by Smokey Moe's, Frank Emo. Let's go over and talk to Jim Covington. Let's roast coffee. Thomas, hey, Jimmy, welcome to the show. I don't know what's going on over here with Whitehead.
It's going to lead right back to Jimmy Boy. Love that.
Well, Jim, is that your cue? Should I shut him up or what?
I don't know. I'm just glad that he's not... trying to break into the comedy field.
I'm just going to finish up.
It kind of reminded me of caveman days in here, everybody with a bone in their hand. You notice that a while ago? Big old rib bone. Don't go there, Bob. Shut up. Jimmy Boy, go a different direction here.
We have our Thomas Coffee at most of the major retailers in the St. Louis area. Schnucks, Dierberg, Shop and Save, Straub's, Walmart, Sam's. So they can pick it up there either in a can or in a bag. But they can also get it online at thomascoffee.com, or they can call us if they'd rather talk to a live person at 314-534-6666.
And if they drink Thomas Coffee, even if they don't drink, they need to go. Our listeners need to go in the stores and ask.
That's correct.
Because Jimmy, Thomas Coffee, is a hunter and a fisherman, and he's making coffee for hunters and fishermen, and that's our audience. So you need to ask.
That's right. We've gone from just the individual serving size to, or individual pot size,
right,
to 12-ounce bags where people at home can put it in their canister and make it to the strength that they like.
All right, boys and girls, what do you think of this Frank Emo stuff here, this Smokey Moe's? What do you think, Jim?
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
What's your favorite?
Well, I like the ribs, but the beans and the broccoli casserole were just phenomenal.
Did you get any brisket yet?
I ate a little bit, but, you know, you had to put me on the air, so I'm... I keep looking at it longingly here.
That scared me because I thought you was looking at Matty G.
No, I was looking at the brisket.
Okay. Well, here we are into deer season again. And for our, so many requests for this, being how it's opening day, I'm still going to call it muzzleloader. I just read the Independent Journal, and it's the title from the Missouri Department of Conservation was Alternative Season, Alternate Season, whatever. And even the Independent Journal from Potosi says muzzleloader season, black powder season. Yeah. And with that being deer season and deer season, Iowa, we got a lot of requests. We're going to do Bambi one more time. Matty G.
What did we say last year? Backstrap?
We made it, Mother. Mother.
Oh. Listen.
Mother.
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 The greatest anti-hunting, deer hunting movie ever made.
Mother.
Little talking deers. Mommy.
Big Buck's going to show up now. Did you know that, Bill?
Mother!
Do you remember this from last year? It's a great piece.
Mother!
We're so artistic here. Head of the curve. Oh, poor baby.
There's... Your mother can't be with you
anymore. Oh, no. There's some guys pulling off the side of the road crying right
Come.
Now.
My son.
Vulgar, damn the tears. If one of them people don't want to shoot in Bambi, eat one of them burgers I make from venison. With the jalapenos and the cream cheese and the Swiss and the cheddar cheese double stacked on the grill.
Mm-mm.
Bambi!
What do you think, Vulgar Wagner?
I'd like mine piece? Medium rare.
Your mother can't be with you anymore. Come. My son.
Bambi's always a fan favorite here on Ray I Radio. Now we're going to go back in time. Ghost of Christmas Past. Go to our Christmas show in 2008. Here we go.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to Eye on the Outdoors. Charlie Brown Christmas, baby. Merry Christmas, Vogel Bogger, across the way.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Bob and Ray.
haven't heard that in a while. Matt's back. We got Matt behind the glass this morning. Merry Christmas to our man, Matt. Came in to do a little radio show with us. Great Saturday morning, and Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone. Major kudos to the USO out there at Lambert Field doing a great job with our men and women in uniform. Man, they had like 5,000 come through yesterday. And my daughter, U.S. Army, Sarah, Private Eyes, coming home today. We're going to see her. We're going to go out there and pick her up at the airport. And great to have her home. Haven't seen her since August. So all the men and women in uniform, we salute you and appreciate what you're doing for our country and for the freedoms we have today. So lots of those kids are coming home today, and that's a great thing.
Hey, looks like we got somebody on the phone. Why don't you go ahead and pull him up, Matt? That's good. Hey, good morning, Mr. Weller.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Well, I'm glad you could call us and join us this morning.
Well, I just thought I'd better touch in, probably the last show of the year and all, and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all that kind of stuff, even though it might not be politically correct to say it.
It's politically correct in this on this show to say Merry Christmas, my friend.
And that I do know.
Well, great.
Listen to your show every week, and it's been a good year for you.
Yes, it has. Been a real good year. I'm happy.
Yeah, you and the Vogler there, you know, I mean, kind of like Mutt and Jeff, I always say.
Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't killed him this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually you kill him two or three times a year.
At least. Oh, well, we hope your family has a blessed holiday season, but we're going to call it Christmas. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Exactly, and the same to you, and I'm going to let you guys get back to your program to... programming, but to everybody out there, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and safe hunting.
Yeah, shoot some ducks for us, Mikey. Say hello to Wanda. Hello to Wanda.
Hello, Wanda. she says hello.
All right. Merry Christmas, Michael.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Santa baby just sent a sable under the tree. For me, been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas, everyone. Ray I, Vogelbacher across the way, and our man Matt back behind the glass.
And Santa's elves.
A little Santa baby from, you know who that is? Britney Spears. You know why we played that this morning? Of course, for a Christmas song, but with the U.S. government and our troops and everybody doing a little interrogation to the terrorist, that was the number one artist to make people talk. Please turn it off. Britney Spears took first place honors of making people talk by playing Britney Spears music. That's awesome, isn't it? Lots of good stuff. But right now, we're going to go West Side.
Well, I'm so tall and I'm so fat. The girls, they say they like me like that. Two girls on my knee.
Fat boy.
Hey, what's happening, my friend?
Merry Christmas, fat boy.
Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners.
Yeah, we're glad we could grab you this morning.
And a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, you have a good hunt this morning, and we appreciate you being on the show this morning, our last show of 2008, our little Christmas show. We got a little giveaway in here. And
I just wish everybody could just... have a lot of peace on earth and let everybody come back to their families for, you know, the rest of the time. Have no more wars.
Merry Christmas, Fat Boy. Have a good hunt today.
You guys have a wonderful one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see if we got a little intro here someplace. Yeah.
I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob. He used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy around.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Whitehead.
You guys are just spreading Christmas cheer all over the state, aren't you?
Happy, happy, merry, merry.
Merry Christmas to you guys, Matt, Vogler, Vogler, Raymond. What a great day. I love this time of year.
Well, Merry Christmas. We're going to go to a break. We got a pretty stacked up show here, and wanted to get you on this morning and wish you a Merry Christmas. And
thank you guys for how you've helped us all year long. I just can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners, and just have a wonderful week, and be safe out there.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. Bob Whitehead, Outdoor Guide Magazine. And Merry Christmas to everyone, each and every one of you. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And hopefully, if everything goes well, we'll see you next year in 2009.
Got it.
Be safe. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.